If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Morgan Davidson about her vow renewal at Disney's Vero Beach Resort. I wanted to find out how she and her husband Mike chose Disney's Vero Beach for their vow renewal and how they planned everything and how everything turned out. So welcome, Morgan.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I'd love to start at the beginning and find out how you guys decided you wanted to do a vow renewal and how you decided to hold it at Vero Beach.
Well, we met while we were cast members at Epcot, and it was a really quick courtship. We were only together probably 7 months, and we decided we wanted to get married. So we went to the courthouse, and it was quick. We only had my mom, his parents, his sister, and a friend there, and then just a quick breakfast after. And we decided, you know, down the road, we would eventually do like some big event for our whole family. And just kind of talking over the years after we got settled, we're big Disney people. It's, you know, we love Disney World. That's where we met. It's where we worked for a while. We always wanted a Disney event. So we just kind of looked around and decided that was the best thing for our family and our friends. They'd love to do a Disney event. And that's how we chose it.
How did you choose Vero Beach over doing something at, say, Walt Disney World or on the cruise line?
So while we were still cast members, or at least Michael was still a cast member, you know, we got the discount and we were looking around at vacations probably a year into our marriage, and we didn't really know anything about Disney Vero Beach. We were like, you know what, let's go and vacation at Vero Beach. So the first time we went there, we kind of just fell in love with it. It's really peaceful. It's on the beach. You still kind of get the Disney vibe without having the crowds. So we ended up vacationing there twice, and it just became kind of a favorite place for us to head to.
Interesting. Okay, got it. So which type of event did you choose? Because I know they do collections, just like at Walt Disney World, where you have, you know, memories, escape wishes.
Yeah, we decided to go with the escape. You know, for a while we were kind of tooling around thinking maybe let's just do a memories one just for us. But then we're like, no, we want to have friends and family there. That's what we decided the whole time. And then wishes was just kind of, it was a little, we thought, extravagant for us. It being a vow renewal, we kind of wanted it to be more intimate. So yeah, we decided the escape would just be best, you know, have a very close group of family and friends. We're able to tool everything to our likes and dislikes and just get everything exactly perfect the way we wanted with a smaller crowd.
Got it. So what ceremony location did you choose?
We chose the boardwalk. It was just kind of the perfect setting, just with the ocean, and just you could hear the waves, and it's picturesque for pictures, we thought. So we chose the boardwalk.
That's great. And did you do any kind of meal afterwards?
Yeah, we did. We had the option of doing like a buffet style, but our wedding coordinator, Vicky, there, she was amazing. She said, you know what, you can also choose off the menu. So we kind of set it up where our guests had three options off of the menu, and they kind of ordered it kind of like you would at a restaurant, and it was perfect. Everything was delicious and just presented really well.
Interesting. Where did they hold that for you?
It was at the Breezeway of the Wind and Waves Grill.
Was the restaurant closed at the time, or I'm not super familiar with the layout.
Oh, yeah. The restaurant, the main part of it was still open. The breezeway is actually an area that leads from the pool kind of towards the main lobby. So during the day, guests are able to walk through there without going around the property. But at that time, they closed it off. So just our guests were just sitting in there and, you know, people couldn't walk through to get to the lobby.
That's great. How many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We invited 40 and we had 23, I believe, make the trip.
Wow, that's great. And are you guys kind of local? Do you live in Orlando still? Or
we live in Pennsylvania. Yeah, a lot of our family and friends kind of came from all over the country. But again, that's kind of why we chose to do it, you know, in Florida versus maybe doing a Disneyland vacation, because we knew that it'd be a little bit easier for some of our Pennsylvania, Maryland, Texas family to get there.
Okay. So which elements from the escape package did you choose for your bouquet, your cake, things like that?
For the bouquet, for the florals, we chose the beach chic. And then for the cake, it was tropical elegance. So, you know, I was able to choose like the colors of the flowers for the cake. And then our beach chic florals were just a really nice, beautiful white bouquet. And then a lily or something for his boutonniere.
Oh, nice. And did you add any upgrades?
We had hors d'oeuvres during the cocktail hour. I think those were, the only upgrades that we added.
And then how does it work with photography for the escape collection there?
The nice thing about Vero Beach was it's very relaxed. You know, we were kind of able to go off a list that they had, you know, vendors, but then also reach out to our own and see who we could include. And they would just go through and accept it if they were acceptable. So we reached out to a local Vero Beach photographer and then musician there. And it just worked perfectly.
Oh, that's great. Who did you use for a musician?
He was a classical guitarist named Eric Lesko. And I know he had performed based off his website at Epcot a few times. Just listening to some of his samples of music, it was just beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
A lot of it was just focused on relaxing and just having our family have a nice vacation in a place that is providing the Disney service. So a lot of our family and friends didn't really realize that there was a Disney resort in Vero Beach. Hmm. So most of the budget was focused on getting nice rooms and a nice view and just having a nice time there.
Got it. And then what were the aspects that were less important where you saved money and effort?
It would probably be kind of centered around the meal, I'd say. We chose to just order off the menu because it was simpler. People could have their options, and that ended up saving us some more money as opposed to doing a buffet.
I see. Okay. Can you recommend any of the cake flavors?
Yeah, definitely. We loved the triple chocolate truffle. My mother-in-law actually, because there was some left over, because it was a decent-sized cake, and there was only about 25 of us, 23 of us. So she ended up saving some, and she had been eating it, like, for the week after. and some of us, like, 2 days after, we all kind of got hungry, and we're like, you know what, let's have some of the cake. And the frosting was perfect. It was delicious.
Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day fit together?
Yeah, so we decided to do a 5:30 ceremony, kind of just seemed like the perfect hour just with the sun, a little bit cooler. So, you know, we just got up, did hair and makeup around 11, came back to the room, and we all hung out, and tennis was on, and we just kind of watched TV, and then the photographer came in around 3:15, and we just went around the resort taking pictures. And it just flowed perfectly into the ceremony. Everybody arrived at the same time. We all kind of walked in together, and it went by so fast. Then we had the cocktail hour and hors d'oeuvres pretty much right after. And dinner was served maybe an hour after that. And we just all kind of hung out and kind of finished our day there around 8 p.m. So from 5:30 to 8, it was just all vow renewal festivities.
That's great. Actually, do you have any recommendations of the appetizers that you added?
The mini crab cakes were delicious. My in-laws and my husband, they come from Maryland, so they're big on crab cakes. Everybody seemed really happy with the crab cakes, so.
That's great. And then the other thing I'm curious about is how you chose your hair and makeup artists.
Kind of reaching out to local vendors down there and then reading reviews. Our hair and makeup artist, it was a salon that we went to. They do just normal, you know, haircuts and stuff, but just seemed very functional and people just coming in and sitting down and having a good time. So I wanted to do that more than have somebody come into the room and doing hair and makeup.
Interesting. Okay. So what ended up being your favorite memory of the vow renewal day?
I think our favorite memory would have to be with it being so relaxed and everybody just enjoying dinner and drinks. Immediately after the whole party, we all went to the pool. So I had my father there, my half-sister, my husband's parents. Everybody was at the pool just enjoying time at Disney. It was fun.
That's awesome. I don't suppose you jumped in your gown.
Yeah, that actually would have made for great pictures. I wish I should have.
So did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Honestly, no. I was worried about the weather. Of course, it's Florida. It's summertime. Thunderstorms happen every day almost. But that day, everything was perfect. It didn't rain at all. So everything worked out great. Our wedding coordinator, she, you know, showed up with the bouquets and she was great at communicating. So everything was just perfect that day.
Oh, it's so great to hear. Was there any aspect that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were kind of worried about and then it turned out not to be?
It would probably, yeah, I was really worried about, again, the weather. And I, 2 weeks before, I actually realized, I was like, I don't know what the backup plan is if we can't do it on the boardwalk. And I immediately emailed Vicky and I said, what is the backup plan? And she's like, well, here's the layout. She actually sent me a diagram of the layout and, you know, how everything's going to look and flow. And it just sounded like they were on top of everything and it was going to work out great, even if it did rain and we would still have a beautiful day.
That's cool. Where were they going to put you?
They would have done the ceremony in the same area as the reception. So that breezeway, they would have just done the chairs set up towards the front. It's actually a really large room. I thought it was a lot smaller looking at pictures, but it was rather large. So they would have done it towards the front and then kind of sectioned it off with the tables towards the back of the breezeway.
Got it. Okay. Is there anything you know about planning now that you wish you'd known when you were planning?
It probably would have been just kind of, I guess, with the timing with, you know, having our guitarist, Eric Lesko, he was there. I told him, you know, we wanted all Disney music. It would have been more planning having him included in the cocktail hour, I guess. I really didn't know how much time we'd have for the ceremony. It ended up being kind of short, kind of 15, 20 minutes. And I, you know, kind of wished that I'd planned to have him at the cocktail hour, which Vicky said was a possibility, but we ended up not having him there because I wasn't sure on the time.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's something to consider. Do you have any tips for anyone considering a wedding or a vow renewal at Vero Beach?
Just that it's so laid back and easy. It kind of seems like, you know, you're not doing a lot of planning for the day and it's not going to be this big, extravagant, elegant wedding, but really it's just the vibe there is so, it's so beautiful and relaxed that, you know, you really don't have to do a lot to make it a beautiful day. So I would definitely recommend doing one at Disney's Vero Beach.
That's great advice. Well, Morgan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I think this has been really helpful for anyone interested in doing an event at Vero Beach, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Great. Thank you so much, Carrie.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.